This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For the hour, Good Day presents this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to spend a good deal of this hour focused on the Monsanto merger with Bayer, the European company that wants to take over the American company. Both of them have the same reputation amongst family farmers in Europe and in America. So we're going to talk with Jana Linderman, who's president of the Iowa Farmers Union, about her experience or her thoughts. We also have a focus on what the National Farmers Union is doing. The American Family Farmer Radio Program is a weekly voice for small independent farm owners, as well as hobby farmers, people who own ag businesses, the locavore purchasers of the products that we create. I'm Doug Steffen, a family farmer, dairyman, been around cows all my life. Jan Linderman, who's here with us, is somebody that grew up on a family farm in North Dakota, fourth generation to work on her family's farm. So let's go back to the beginning with you, Jan, and set up the story of your life. I feel like there's an old show around, hasn't been around for a long time, somebody ought to revive it. This is Your Life, Jana Linderman. How's that for
that sounds a little bit frightening.
Really? No.
Or intimidating, I'm not sure.
No, it's great. So tell us about your farm first.
Sure. So right now I'm involved in my parents' farming operation, so they're still the primary operators. We're going through the process of figuring out a business transition plan. Mm-hmm. This is a farm that was originally my grandfather's, and my father took over for him, and now I'm taking over for my parents. So we have about 1,500 acres. A lot of that, or I would say about two-thirds of that, is rented from extended family members. Mm-hmm. This used to be maybe three family farms originally, my grandfather and two of his brothers, and now my father is the only person in his generation left who's really farming actively in the community where we are. And I'm really the only one in my generation who's able to take over for him.
Why is that, Jana? Let's talk about that for a minute. You have brothers and sisters who are just not interested in being on the farm? Because this is the story that a lot of farms, the legacy farms that are multi-generational, where the people who grew up on the farm in many cases don't want to stay. That didn't used to be. It was the assumed role of the kids, as a matter of fact, to take over the farm. So you're the only one. What is your sibling situation?
Right. I have two siblings. We all moved away to go to school, to start other careers. I went to law school and worked as an attorney for a number of years before I decided to come back to the farm. I think from my parents' generation, my dad really started farming right at the start of the farm crisis. He started farming in 1976, and things kind of went downhill from there for a lot of people. I feel like there's a lot of people in that generation that were reluctant to encourage their kids to come back to the farm. And I know a lot of people my age who would have liked to be involved in their family's farming operation, but it's a tough thing. It's not really economically feasible a lot of times to support more than one generation on the farm, and that's part of, I think, why we've seen a lot of consolidation. Farms that were able to grow to be several thousand acres as opposed to the 500 acres or so that maybe my grandfather's generation farmed, they're able to support multiple generations on the farm. But even in those instances, like this year with commodity prices the way they are, people who are a bit older and have a lot of equity in their farming operations, it's not as big of a deal. But for people my age or younger who are just starting out, it's tough. So it's not a risk that a lot of people want to take on, I think.
Well, is it a situation where you would, if you're coming in to take over or work with your father till he decides you don't want to work any longer, that at some point you have to buy your siblings out?
Somewhat, yeah, definitely. Well, it's much more, I think, the case in our family that my parents are relying on the equity in the farming operation for their retirement. So I'm having to buy out their interest as we go along in the process. I don't know that my siblings care one way or the other, and we've taken care of a lot of that in the estate planning process, and it hasn't been as complicated as I've heard some other family stories being. But it's more the case that my parents can't just afford to leave everything to me or to my siblings in their will. They need to be able to divest some of the equity they've built up in this operation over 40 years so that they have something to live on once they decide to retire.
Yeah, and that's the sad story. The reality is that those of us who've been around the farm, if there was a dairying operation attached to this, it would be even more lethal than what you have, because dairying today in this country has been so compromised, and that's a nice word for it, the external influences and forces. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later down the road. So in terms of, I have a friend who came from Iowa, and she was happy to say that the number of children they had on their farm was predicated by the parents deciding how much help they needed. So if they, and that was done on most farms. How many children they had was dependent on what they needed for help. Was that the case with your farm?
No. I don't think that was the case for my parents. My mother grew up on a dairy farm in western Minnesota, and there are 16 kids in that family.
Whoa!
That was a little bit related to them also being a German Catholic family. It wasn't that uncommon on that side of the family. But, yeah, you need that many kids for a labor-intensive operation like that, especially if you don't have enough money and equity to hire help, which my grandparents absolutely did not. So we never had animals. I think that made a big difference. We could get by with just three kids and my parents working.
Jana Linderman is here with us from the Iowa Farmers Union. We're going to talk about Bayer trying to purchase Monsanto and all of the foolishness that's coming out of the people from Bayer and Monsanto that are trying to convince regulators that this is a good idea. You probably, I think you're the equivalent of Roger Noonan, who is the president of the New England Farmers Union. I'm a member of the Farmers, National Farmers Union, and I'm guessing that you're an outshoot of that, are you not?
Iowa Farmers Union is a state chapter, much as the New England Farmers Union is a regional chapter of the national organization. So, yeah.
So we're on the same page. And Roger from Washington, we have lots of Rogers. Roger Johnson is the leader nationally, and they've been speaking out very solidly. We're all behind this focus on Monsanto and Bayer, and what needs to be done to make sure, well, I'm not sure we're going to be able to be successful, but we can try, hold our heads high when it comes to trying to keep this thing from happening, and what it does to farms like Jana. We'll talk about what influence these people have on her farm as we continue here. The American Family Farmer at 14 past the hour.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-315-7780. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Share it. The Galleria of Jewelry presents the Pandora Autumn Collection. Sterling silver charms, muted jewel tones, and luminescent pearls are just a few of the beautiful new jewelry pieces you'll find at the Pandora Boutique at Jared. It's a whole new way to shop for Pandora. Jared's specially trained Pandora experts will help you mix, match, and stack to create a look that's all you. The season's most gorgeous Pandora styles at the perfect place to find them. That's why she went to Jared.
17 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Jana Linderman from the Iowa Farmers Union. We're telling her story. By the way, do you have, if you go into this and your family decides your father wants to retire, who's going to help you?
Who's going to help me? Well, we haven't completely figured that out yet. I have my own family. I'm thinking from an economic standpoint, my husband needs to keep his, you know, professional
right.
paying job to mitigate some of the risks that were taken by me farming.
Isn't that awful?
Using my law degree.
I mean,
yeah.
think about this, Jana, though. What does this say about the government? What does it say about business and the reality? Here, this is the way we provide ourselves with food. This is the way we provide ourselves with sustenance. And people are giving, I can't tell you, over the years, how much money I have lost on my farm, but I will tell you it's in the millions. And what is there that makes me so crazy that I will put that kind of money into something that I love as much? Fortunately, I was able to do it. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. And I can't do it anymore because of what I did when I was, you know, when things went into the tank after 2008 to keep the farm going. And that's what's almost expected. People take a vow of poverty, and why should we take a vow of poverty under the circumstances? I mean, what? And the government does nothing but mess things up. And, you know, you got the big dairy conglomerates. I mean, I can speak from the dairy side. It isn't quite the same, I don't think, in the produce side of stuff. But I mean, what kind of a country says it values its farmers and then does this sort of thing to the farming industry? Can you imagine?
Absolutely. You know, I remember a lot of years growing up, and for as hard as my parents worked, and one or both of them always had an off-farm job, even if it was just a part-time job.
Yeah.
There were years where the only way we could put food on our table as people who grow food for the rest of the country was with government subsidies. You know, every single piece of our net income was coming from some kind of government payment.
Mm.
And when you're growing food, which is a basic necessity for the country, to not be able to make a living off of that is just, it's insane the way we've structured our farm and food policy. But it's been many years since a farmer could just go out, do a good job, work hard, grow a crop that people would buy, and be able to support a family off of that. I mean, we haven't had parity for I don't know how many years, and we're not anywhere close to that right now. It's just, it's a given that you need an off-farm job, either you or or somebody is doing something else to support the farm.
To pay penance for it. And then you got guys like Obama comes into office and says, first thing, we got too many farms, we got to get rid of 50,000 of them and plant trees there. You know, that kind of mental hogwash that flows around. The same kind of thinking that thinks Monsanto ought to buy Bayer. That's our focus up next here on the American Family Farmer. It's 21 after the hour.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or the survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Times fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, as we pursue what's going on in the American Family Farms, the American Family Farmer radio program. I'm Doug Steffen. This is designed, this program, to bring information and inspiration. I don't know that we would, there's not much politics involved in this, although there is, I guess, in a manner of speaking, as there's politics involved in everything, and I don't mean left or right here, but many of the decisions that Jana and I are talking about that have affected how our farms operate have been bad political in our estimation. I think she and I would agree. That's one of the reasons we belong to the National Farmers Union. She's the president of the Iowa branch of the National Farmers Union. That is very outspoken when it comes to this merger between Monsanto and Bayer. For those of you who don't know the story, I can't imagine that there's anybody who doesn't. But let me just bring you a little information. The two executive vice presidents of respectively Monsanto and Bayer were in front of a panel of senators this week. And here is, I believe, Rob Fraley, who is from Monsanto, telling the senators how great this is going to be.
This type of change enables more innovation, delivers better products to the farm even faster. Farmers are best served when companies invest more in new technologies and accelerate the pace of their R&D, which in turn spurs more robust competition.
Okay. On the surface, you wouldn't argue with that, would you, Jana? Of listening to that superficially, more, better, best, all of that stuff. That sounds great, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It sounds very benign. I think the problem is Monsanto is not really interested in what makes the most sense for my bottom line and my farming operation. They're interested in what they can convince me to buy, whatever that means. And for example, what we've seen with a lot of these seed companies, they do spend a lot of time, a lot of money on research and development for new transgenic seed varieties, solving the problems on the farm as they see it. But then they need to recoup their costs and make a healthy profit off of that. So they want you to buy this fancy new seed variety they've developed as opposed to other seed varieties that you might want for your farm. And they jack up the cost on a lot of seed varieties that are maybe non-transgenic. And you might have a variety of reasons for wanting access to those for your farm. We grow, for example, non-GMO certified soybeans because we're able to market those at a nice premium to Japanese processors, and that's what the end consumer wants from us. So we want to be able to grow that. But oftentimes those seed varieties are more expensive because the seed companies that have put all of this R&D effort into the transgenic varieties want me to buy those as opposed to something else. And it doesn't matter what makes sense for my farm business and the consumer that I'm selling to. They don't really care about that because I'm their consumer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't care about the end consumer. They care about what they can get farmers to buy under whatever circumstances.
Well, they want to control the means by which you are able to acquire what you do. And I do the same thing with cow corn on my farm. I go to an open pollinated guy in Pennsylvania, actually three of them that I use, one in Pennsylvania, one in Ohio, and one in Illinois. They grow their own seed. And I just take the seed from them, and that's what I plant. I wouldn't. The problem is you can't find much anymore, and you got to really look hard to find something that Monsanto or that ilk isn't involved in when it comes to the seeds we plant, right?
Right. And what we've seen, not just with this wave of consolidation, but over the last 10 to 15 years, these big six companies have bought up hundreds of smaller seed companies.
Yep.
So we're talking about going from six to four, but we've lost that much variety, that much competition in the seed market just in the past 10 years.
I can remember over this period of time having each year maybe four or five different varieties from four or five different companies that I trusted, local or regional companies that don't exist. As you've said, they've been all bought up by Monsanto or Dow or DuPont. Or Bayer, and so now that's who you're dealing with, and I don't want to deal with them. And neither do you. Hold on a second. We'll continue this conversation. 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
A weekly look at the trends in family farming and healthy attitudes toward food. That's what the American Family Farmer is all about. I'm Doug Steffen with Jana Linderman, who's president of the Iowa Farmers Union, a farmer and from a farm family herself. We're focused on the Monsanto takeover by Bayer, which is a European company that does pretty much the same thing Monsanto. They're a little more into the drug world. It sort of reminded Dow Chemical, DuPont Chemical, they're all chemical companies. And that sort of takes you back. You wonder, okay, Bayer, it's the aspirin company. When you think of Bayer, most people think of aspirin. Those of us who have been on the farm know that Bayer has been involved in farm life for a long time. This program, the idea for doing this program came out of my own dissatisfaction, being a family dairyman and a broadcaster. I thought I'd put the two together and come up with ways to solve problems that many of us have. And so most of the time, our focus is on what's going on in an individual way and that particular problem, how it's been solved by the people who are handling it. Jana Linderman, in part, tells us the story of her own farm and what they're doing to solve the problem of taking over from her parents. But more to the course here, the Monsanto takeover, Bayer's trying to tell everybody this is going to be great for the world. It's going to be good for the stockholders because they're getting $66 billion of them. Isn't it some outrageous number like that, Jana?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously motivated by profit. They're for-profit companies. They're operating in the best interest of their shareholders. I think a lot of the time when we hear Happy talk about how good this is going to be for farmers and how we're going to be spending all of this good money on R&D, only if it makes some money. And I wouldn't expect anything else. If we're letting for-profit companies write our farm policy for us, that's what's going to happen, right? That's what they're supposed to be motivated by.
Yep.
So we shouldn't be surprised when that's going to happen.
It's the same kind of things you hear, though, most notably when the airlines have merged, when American was taken over by US Air, and the guy who runs US Air said, this is going to be great for the consumer. The fares are going to go down. We'll have more flights. You'll be in heaven. And, of course, we know the reality is that since the merger, the average price of a ticket on American has gone up 14%. Same thing can be said for United taking over Continental and for Delta taking over Northwest. It's the same story over and over again, and you can go across the line. So these people either are bought off, because we all know that congressmen and senators, when they get campaign contributions from these companies, are influenced by them, not only when they're in office, but remember that congressmen and senators, when they leave office, they get to keep all the money that they have raised in their campaign efforts for themselves. So people wonder, well, how, after they only made $180,000 a year doing this, how they become so wealthy? You look at their campaign coffers and you can figure it out pretty quickly. And that's what happens here. These guys from Monsanto will contribute heavily to the reelection campaign of the senators and congressmen that sit on the committees that make the first recommendation to the overall body, right?
Right. I thought one of the comments at the Senate hearing yesterday morning with the Judiciary Committee, I think this was maybe the representative from Bayer talking about, because obviously they're a German company. A lot of European companies countries are not as friendly to GMO technology as we are here in the U.S. So how do they do business in that market? And he said, well, we just sell whatever, our consumers want. We just market to whatever the local market asks for from us. But they do spend an awful lot of time and money, because I've seen it happen, lobbying our Congress, as you say, on these policies and trying to create markets for the products that they want to put on the market. And it doesn't necessarily have any connection to what farmers are asking for or what food consumers in this country say they want. I think it's where the companies today can make the most profit, and they try to make sure that policy is crafted to support that.
Well, that's their job, and I don't find fault with them doing what they're paid to do, but don't lie to me. Don't tell me this is going to be good for me. Don't try to charade us with this phony claim this is going to be good for everybody. It's going to be good for nobody but them. And you look around the world and you do see, it's one of the interesting points, that Europe is much less friendly to the GMOs, and we're trying to figure it out here. And meanwhile, Monsanto, you couldn't do this in Europe. Monsanto spent $14 million last year or the year before, I'm trying to remember, when the label thing came up on the ballot here in California. And in essence, they spent enough money to try to confuse the issue. Their main pitch was that farmers didn't want to spend the money to have to label their products, which is a complete and utter lie. And nobody really... They won. They were able to convince people through their screwy sales pitches that farmers weren't better served by having the food that they're producing labeled so you know what the heck you're buying. And this is the sort of thinking that we get from these people. Well, it's bad for the farmer. How the hell is it bad for the farmer?
Right. It's good for me to have the ability to differentiate my product in the marketplace. And by the way, it's also good for me when consumers trust me.
Right.
Sometimes I worry about other farm organizations, commodity groups, allowing these companies to effectively be our spokespeople or to convince us, I think more importantly, to speak out on their behalf in defense of their technology that they're making profits from. I could grow corn of, any number of varieties. It doesn't have to come from a particular company. It doesn't have to have a specific genetic trait. That's not where I make my money. I make my money growing what my consumer wants to buy from me.
Yep.
And so we really don't have the same financial interest. And in speaking up for these companies, I feel like we erode a lot of the trust that farmers have built up with consumers, with the general public over the years. I mean, people like farmers, right? Family farmers, that's great.
Right.
And when we allow ourselves to be spokespeople for this, putting our good names on a product that's really Monsanto's product, that's making money for them, or Bayer's product, or whatever it is, I think that erodes some of the value of the hard work and the quality that consumers believe American farmers put into the products that are on the market.
Well, here's a perfect example of how people are wising up. You can count on the government to not do anything that's in your best interest most of the time until it's too late. I find it interesting this week that the FDA investigated Roundup and found that there are a lot of residue from Roundup in honey, for example. Both the USDA and the FDA this week inspecting food samples, and the I never pronounced this correctly. It's glyphosate, I think. Isn't that how you pronounce it?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So that's what Roundup is basically made from. And this has been found in pregnant women, breakfast food, snacks, urine, blood, breast milk, tampons, beer, vaccines, and in stillborn piglets. So you can't tell me, nor anybody who's got more than a pea for a brain, that what these people are doing, this is a carcinogen, for God's sakes. And we're allowing these people to sell this stuff and get away with it. And that's what people like the National Farmers Union, you were talking about you don't want to mention their name, American Farm Bureau Federation. I used to belong to the Farm Bureau. They don't speak for me anymore. All they do is speak for the huge agribusinesses. They were bought and paid for, and I have no use for them because they don't tell the truth. They're not affecting me and what I do. They're affecting the big farmers, and they go around glad-handing people like they represent the American farmer. They don't represent the American farmer at all. They represent big ag. And so where you didn't want to say that, I'm happy to say it. But under the circumstances, when we get to these people finding this stuff in honey samples, for example, half the bee population is gone because of Monsanto's Roundup, and yet nobody really wants to hit them straight between the eyes with this stuff.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things you worry about when you have such a small number of companies controlling everything. Monsanto developed their Roundup Ready seed varieties, and those genetic traits got cross-licensed with other companies, and so you can buy that seed anywhere, and it's ubiquitous, and everybody in Iowa grows Roundup Ready corn and Roundup Ready soybeans. And so, you know, we've obviously seen negative impacts with pollinators and people. We have a large commercial honey industry in Iowa that's been negatively impacted by it. But we've also found you can't grow anything else, because if your neighbor is growing Roundup Ready corn and soybeans, you have to deal with spray drift, and you have to deal with cross-pollination if you're trying to make money as an organic farmer. And that's because these companies that can essentially operate like a cartel, so once one of them develops something that is of value, it gets spread all across the market, and it's really hard to maintain diversity and resilience in your farming operation and change what you're doing from year to year.
And Monsanto is happy to sue the family farmer and put them out of business if, in fact, they may have some seed that they used and they keep it and use it over again. Or the fact that you just brought up, the cross-pollinization, you've got a field on one side of the road that's open pollinated seed, and then the other side they've got some Monsanto Roundup Ready seed. You can't possibly keep them separate because the wind's going to blow the essence of the stuff on the silk is across the road. And so there you have it. It's insidious. You cannot get away from it. And that's what Jana's pointing out. We'll continue our conversation in a few more minutes. Jana Linderman here with us talking about why Bayer ought not to purchase Monsanto. 45 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Eggs are back, but what about that side of bacon and glob of butter on your toast? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Confused? Welcome to the club. Fortunately, new dietary guidelines are catching up to the latest research. And longtime food felon, the egg, has been given a pardon. Cholesterol in general has been given a bad rap. Dr. Robert Eckel, who served on the panel that wrote the guidelines, told me why the change in thinking.
The evidence that we pursued did not provide convincing evidence that the consumption of cholesterol, independent of the consumption of saturated fats, was harmful.
He added that saturated fats still need to be restricted because they increase bad cholesterol, which can lead to heart disease. What does this mean when you're hungry? Eggs are okay. and cholesterol in general is not a concern. But sorry, bacon and butter are still on the chopping block.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-643-2848.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-643-2848. That's 1-800-643-2848.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A Georgia man recently discovered that his neighbors had astonishing control over his home. He just wanted to add a new round stoop to match the character of the old house. But because he lives in a historic district, his neighbors were able to stop him. He found out that they had no control, however, over paint colors. So he painted the house lime green with purple polka dots. Very soon they all decided maybe the stoop wouldn't be so bad after all, and a compromise was reached. If they had all looked first through the lens of liberty, they might have realized that all governments, even homeowners' associations, have more important things to worry about than the shape of our front stoops.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Get to Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See storekohl.com for details.
You're listening to the American Family Farm. You can hear it every week online. Blog Talk Radio is a good place to go. Tune In Radio is a good place to go for it. RadioAmerica.org, DougStefan.com, a number of places. Google American Family Farmer, and you'll find what there is in terms of broadcast acceptance. And if you want to send me ideas for programs and people to speak to, send it to Doug at DougStefan.com. Email along, Doug at DougStefan.com. We're talking with Jana Linderman from the Iowa Farmers Union. I'm just looking at an article in one of the newspapers that I read. I read the Lancaster Farming newspaper, which a lot of people in the Northeast read. Headline, pesticide sometimes harms bees, says EPA. Duh. Leave it to the there'll probably about 40 guys on this will study it and find out what any of us who have any common sense know. And so you see these sorts of things all across the board. And it's really pretty amazing how all of this stuff, the reality of all this stuff. And the ag departments in our states are working against us as well as the feds. It's just amazing that any of us survive. We're here to do more than just survive on the American Family Farmer, 10 before the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group, and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with Jana Linderman, president of the Iowa Farmers Union. We're talking about the proposal from Bayer to buy Monsanto, and we were just kibitzing a little bit about how the bees have been affected. The government sort of into this already, but one of the things that I also find, Jana, that's very self-serving for these people, the discussion that we often are exposed to about how foodborne illness is a problem, and the focus is on the farmer. The number of people, I was a dairy farmer and sold raw milk for a long time at my store on the farm. And it took me a long time to get permission to sell the raw milk, because all of the, if you go to the medical schools, they'll tell you how bad it is and you can't do it, and how dare you endanger people, when in fact the endangerment comes from those who don't know how to handle the raw milk. I'm guessing you probably grew up on it. I grew up on it, and I think we're pretty good specimens. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So we have that discussion in Iowa all the time. It is completely illegal to sell raw milk here, even if you have a dairy. So a lot of families with dairy farms, the family just drinks out of the bulk tank. That's where you get your milk.
Yeah.
But that's technically illegal in the state of Iowa. Even if they're your cows, it's your milk, you're not selling it to anybody, it's illegal to sell or consume raw milk. I sort of feel like, if you're not being careful and you're not operating dairy the way that you should, it doesn't matter if you're pasteurizing milk, because there have been outbreaks of foodborne illness from milk that come from dairies that use pasteurization because they weren't doing the right thing, because they weren't cleaning things properly. So if you're doing that, whether it's a raw milk dairy or a dairy that uses pasteurization, you need to do things the right way. And if you don't, people will get sick. I mean, that's really the difference, isn't it?
It is.
And I think the larger scale you get with operations, the more likely there's going to be some kind of a slip-up like that is the other thing. We're not giving small family farms credit for actually being the safest way to produce our food because our families, they pay attention to every detail. They know what they're doing.
Well, because the kids that are going to the public health universities to learn what the theory is and what the profs are told to teach or what they've learned themselves or what they think they've learned is asinine. There's no common sense in it whatsoever, but yet they get away with it. I remember a kid who just out of school came to my farm to inspect, and he looks on page 43 of the rule book, and he says, well, here it says you're supposed to have this, 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 and this, and I don't see that you have this, 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 and this. And I pointed out to him, well, instead of having this, 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 and this, I have that, 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 and that, and they do the same thing. Yeah, but it says in the book on page 48 that this, 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 and this is what you're supposed to do, and I don't understand how that, 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 and that gets us to this, 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 and this. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, the mindless boob focus that you got to have on these people and what it is that they bring to the table, which is nothing except harassment and a faster way of putting us out of business. I don't know whether you are talking up in Iowa how bad the Trans-Pacific Partnership is, but I'm betting if you have the same attitude that I do toward these sorts of problems, that you're not a fan of the Trans-Pacific Partnership either. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, we have a lot of, you know, other farm groups, again, and commodity groups who've been sold on the idea that this is going to be good for agriculture because we have a positive balance of trade with eggs, which, you know, we do, but we haven't actually increased our exports of corn and soybeans over the last 30 years, which is kind of a big deal for Iowa. So it's not clear to me what benefit we're getting from it, even in that respect.
Well,
we've seen really negative impacts, like our ability to set domestic production standards if you are organic and organic certified. What does that mean when we're importing now from a lot of our trading partners, and they're putting that label on their
But they don't have safe practices practices that prevent their beef from being contaminated. They're not even inspected there. They come up here, they come in. And it almost makes you wonder, are these people trying to destroy our lives? Are they trying to destroy the country? Are they trying to destroy farming? That's a conclusion I come up with anyway.
Well, what you mentioned about food safety, country of origin labeling is another great example. So we belong to the WTO, and apparently that means we cannot put the country of origin on the food that we're selling, so people know this is beef that comes from an American farm that was, you know, born, raised, and slaughtered in this country.
Yeah.
And our Congress, participated in that because they were just eager and willing to repeal mandatory country of origin labeling for beef and pork and not replace it with anything, by the way. I mean, you could make an argument that they had to do that under trade rules, but they also could have put in place voluntary standards, and they chose not to do that. So
pretty amazing stuff. Jana, best of luck to you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here. Jana Linderman from Iowa on the American Family Farmer.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.